USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Americans approve of his decisions to commute the sentence of Roger Stone.
People are extremely happy because in this country they want justice, and Roger Stone was not treated properly. So I'm very happy with what I did. I commuted his sentence.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio tweeting that he supported the commutation, calling Stone's conviction overzealous. Also saying, like every other president, President Trump has a constitutional right to commute sentences where he believes it serves in the best interests of fairness and justice. Millions of Americans across the country are dealing with excessive heat warnings. Phoenix, Arizona could reach 119 degrees before their excessive heat warning ends Monday night. The expected low in Phoenix is 90 degrees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In the aftermath of numerous protests, many Minneapolis police officers are resigning. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
More than 150 Minneapolis police officers are filing work-related disability claims after the death of George Floyd, with about three-quarters of those citing post-traumatic stress disorder as the reason for their planned departures. Their duty disability claims come as the city is seeing an increase in violent crime, and while city leaders push a proposal to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new agency that would have a more holistic approach.
Phoenix Democratic Mayor Kate Gallego said on Friday that one major health care provider in her city was being forced to order refrigerated trucks because its hospitals did not have enough capacity in their morgues anymore. Those comments drawing immediate backlash from Abrazo Health, who released a statement saying their hospitals currently have adequate morgue space. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
In sports news, another Major League Baseball All-Star is opting out of the short 2020 baseball season. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
San Francisco All-Star catcher Buster Posey has now become the latest well-known player to officially opt out of the abbreviated 2020 season because of concerns over coronavirus.
But I think health right now is probably paramount. But obviously you can't expect a batter to come up and wear a mask, or a catcher to wear a mask during the game. It's a bad habit, but a lot of us as baseball players are used to spitting as well. And I think that's going to be an issue, right? Is from what I've heard, that's, you know, through water droplets and moisture is how this thing is spread. And so I think there's going to have to be an effort to try your best not to do that as well, because unfortunately, it's second nature a lot of times.
Dodgers pitcher David Price and Nationals first baseman Ryan Zimmerman are among others on the sidelines. Others like Texas slugger Joey Gallo and San Diego outfielder Tommy Pham have provided good news. They will get back on the field after previously testing positive for the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And finally, a 57-year-old Florida woman is working as a dishwasher in her husband's nursing home so the pair can spend time together. Mary Daniels has not seen her husband for 114 days after his nursing home stopped allowing visitors amid the coronavirus pandemic. That is until she got a job washing dishes twice a week at the location. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.